Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of the 18th of October 1971. The title is Deepmala is the Memorial of Rosary of the Living Deepaks, that is, lamps. Deepmala is the Memorial of Rosary of the Living Deepaks, lamps. What is Bab Dada seeing today? He has come to see the rosary of you lamps. People celebrate the memorial of the day of Deepmala, but Bab Dada is seeing the rosary of the living lamps. When all of you see the ignited lamps on the day of Deepmala, then, while seeing them, do you have the happiness that your memorial is being celebrated? Just as an ignited lamp is very much loved, in the same way, when you have the awareness of seeing your memorial being celebrated, you are loved by the World Father and the souls of the whole world. So, today, you have come to see the memorial in a living form. There isn't just one bead in a rosary. The rosary is created of many beads. If there is just one ignited lamp somewhere by itself, that cannot be called a rosary of the lamps. In the same way, many ignited lamps are visible in the form of a rosary. So, do each one of you consider yourself to be an ignited lamp threaded in the rosary of the Deepaks? Are you pleased to see the rosary of the many ignited lamps? Today, on the day of Deepmala, that is, Diwali, did all of you celebrate the Deepavali? Did you celebrate Deepavali in a special way? In fact, you are constantly ignited lamps, but when it is the day of a special memorial, then what should special souls be doing? What service should the special souls who become instruments in such a special way do? Special souls have to carry out a task that is special from that which others do. If special souls do the same as what other souls can do and are doing, then what is the difference? Special souls have to carry out a special task. On special days, Bab Dada serves the children and the devotees in three ways. On the day of their memorial, special souls especially have to become the images that grant visions and, with their benevolent feelings towards souls in the same way as Bab Dada has in a practical way, fills souls with power with their form of spiritual love and through their subtle powers. Just as Bab Dada serves all the children everywhere through the Avyakt form, children feel that Bab Dada had a meeting with them, gave them a response of their remembrance, or that they experienced the practical fruit of their remembrance. Even devotees experience that God fulfilled their feelings of love and faith. They continue to experience that in a practical way. In the same way, special souls have to become a lighthouse and mighthouse with their Avyakt stage and their stage of spiritual light and might, and while being in one place, do service everywhere with an attitude and feelings of alaukik spiritual service. This is known as unlimited service. You should experience and realize that your subjects and your devotees are especially remembering you on the day of this memorial. Those who have temporary occult powers are able to be in one place and grant a vision of their form to their devotees. So, Can you special souls not give an experience of your service through your light and might to your subjects and devotees? So, when such days of a special memorial comes, special souls should have this experience of their special service. Did you do such service? Acha, that was in terms of service. On the day of Deepavali, did you have special attention on yourself? Today, did you pay special attention to transforming the sanskars in you, the soul, for all time? Since the memorial of this is to finishing the old accounts, you souls have definitely done that in a practical form, and that is why the memorial has continued. So, on this day, did you finish the accounts of even the slightest sanskars of the past that still remain? Before finishing the accounts, you have to check them and you see the result. Did all of you check your register in this way? What do you have to check? Whatever effort you made until now, to what percentage and in which aspects did you become an embodiment of success in that? First of all, check the thoughts in your mind and check your register. In my effort of having completely elevated thoughts, to what extent was I victorious? Through my words, to what extent did I give souls the Father's introduction, and how many souls was I able to make loving and cooperative? In my words, to what extent was there that spirituality, uniqueness and attraction? In my actions, to what extent am I able to be always loving and detached, alaukic and extraordinary? In my actions, to what extent was I a karma yogi, yogyukt, yuktiyukt and snehyukt, that is, accurately loving? In my sanskars and in my form, that is, in my face, to what extent was I attractive, loving and cooperative in the same way as the Father? By checking your register in this way, you will be able to finish whatever defects and weaknesses still remain and be able to start the new accounts. Check your register in this way. This is known as celebrating Deepavali, that is, to have a determined thought to become complete and perfect is to celebrate it. So, have you celebrated Deepavali in this way, or have you just celebrated a meeting? The memorial of celebrating a meeting is in the form of a rosary, but the memorial of the determined thought is in the form of the ignited lamp. So, did you celebrate in both ways? Did you wear new clothes? On what basis does the soul receive a new costume? The soul receives it on the basis of its sanskars. The costume of the soul is prepared on the basis of its sanskars. So, what new costume or new dress will you wear? To imbibe sanskars of the new age, or to imbibe the sanskars that are the same as the Father who establishes the new age, is to wear a new dress. No matter how many new dresses you wear physically, even the new things of this old world are like the old things compared to the things of the new world, because they have all reached a state of total decay. This is why, Even if you wear new clothes, they would not be called new. It is only in the Sattva-pradhan world that everything is new. All the things of the Tamo-pradhan world are old. They are tasteless. So, would you call them new? So, new clothes means you have to imbibe new sanskars and elevated sanskars in you, the soul. What else will you do? When you have imbibed new sanskars, then by keeping your register, it will be repainted. So, to keep your register means to paint again, that is, to have cleanliness. When you repaint everything, then all the dirt and germs disappear automatically. When you check your register in this way, then all the weaknesses will automatically be finished. What sweet words will you exchange with one another? On Deepavali, you exchange gifts with one another. What special gift will you share with one another? What do you have which you can give as a gift to one another? The answer is the gift of love. You are always loving to one another anyway, or will you have special love on this day? You are loving, and so another sign of this love, another sign of this closeness is said to be the Deepmala, that is, the garland of lamps. What special gifts do you have to give on special days? You should specially give one another whatever easy success you have achieved until now through your effort, or whatever jewels of knowledge you have experienced through which you have easily become experienced and can make others experience. Do you understand? You should give one another treasures of the jewels of knowledge from the Father that you have made your own through your own experience, through which that soul also becomes especially experienced in that. This is a special gift. You have to give one another such a gift that it becomes a memorial for all time. When you give such jewels to others, then that soul will definitely always remember the jewels you have given them, together with remembrance of the Father. So, you should give others a gift that makes them complete for all time. Celebrate Deepavali in this way and become an elevated soul and do elevated service of souls. Today, all souls are thirsty for wealth. Give such thirsty souls spiritual wealth through which they never have a need to ask for wealth. Who asks for wealth? Beggars. Today, souls are beggars. They can be called royal beggars. No matter how much of a millionaire souls are, they are still beggars. Liberate such beggar souls from begging. This is unlimited service. You are the children of the bestower, are you not? So, children of the bestower, children of the bestower of blessings, make beggar souls prosperous with the power of your blessings and the power of the donation of knowledge. On this day, the children of the bestower of fortune and the bestower of blessings should have mercy for the beggar souls. Maya and the world bows down to the souls who have such mercy for others. This is why they ignite the lamps even today. When they ignite a lamp, they definitely bow down. So, The memorial is everlasting even now of the souls who are such ignited lamps. People don't bow down to lamps that are extinguished. So, always become an ignited lamp. Even Bap Dada salutes such souls. Acha Om Shanti.